Hello, I'm Aloia. I'm an Oryx Radio reporter, and today I will be interviewing Dr. Anita Pabu, the medical manager of Red Cross Children's Hospital. Welcome. Please tell us more about yourself.
Good afternoon, and I'm so happy to be here. So, yes, you've mentioned I am a medical manager here at Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, but besides my job, I'm also a mother and I have two young kids, and I just love being here and I love the work that you guys are doing.
What do you do at the Red Cross Children's Hospital?
So my job of medical manager can mean many things, but to put it in a nutshell, what I do is I oversee the clinical services. So I need to make sure that the hospital has everything it needs so that the doctors and nurses and all the allied health therapy staff have what they need to treat the patients and make the children get better.
Moira has been telling us about bringing children's smiles back. What are some of the most common causes that Red Cross deals with where reconstructive surgery is needed?
So the Smile Foundation has helped us to treat many children, and I would say two main groups that we're dealing with the Smile Foundation. The one group is children who are born with a deformity of their lip and palate, and that needs corrective surgery. But with those children, they don't just need one operation. They often need many operations at different times and need a lot of therapists, like help from the speech therapist, etc., to get them to speak properly and feed properly, and that takes many years. There's also, they have problem with their teeth, they need to see dentists, so they need to really see lots of therapists and doctors and have many operations over a period of time. The other kind of patient that we're dealing with this week is children who are born perfectly healthy, but unfortunately they get involved in a burn, such as a shack fire or pouring boiling water over themselves, and they get burnt. And when they heal, the skin doesn't heal properly and they cause a lot of scarring. So depending on where the burn is, if it's on the face, it can affect how they breathe, how they eat, how they speak. If it's on the hands and the arms, it can affect how they move and how they're able to hold things. So it has a huge effect on how they develop and how they are able to do normal daily living activities.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
So this week we just wanted to say thank you so much to the Smile Foundation, because at Red Cross Hospital we do treat these patients all the time. We have all the necessary nurses and doctors who know how to do all these things. But especially now in winter, we get a lot of burns patients, and so we have lots of patients that need to go to theatre and have operations. And the Smile Foundation's helped us so that we can do more operations in 1 week and have more nursing staff to look after all these patients who've had operations. And so we can do a lot more in 1 week, and the patients don't have to wait that long to get treated.
It was a pleasure to have you in the studio, and I would love to invite you to come back to Oryx Radio and talk more about the Red Cross.
Thank you. That's a lovely invitation, and I'll take you up on that.